This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cardiang.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Durham. Ms. Hartley-Nebel. Here. Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Shelvin.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 present, 1 absent. Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of February 25th, 2019?
Motion.
2020.
Motion to approve as distributed.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any from members of council regarding legislation? We have the veto ordinance. The clerk will now read the veto letter on 020011 into the record. Dear Council President and all members of Council, on February 25th, 2020, County Council adopted Ordinance 20011, changing the pay grades for multiple County Council staff positions. Specifically, this ordinance reclassifies the following positions: Clerk of Council from pay grade 30 to pay grade 32, Deputy Clerk of Council from pay grade 24 to pay grade 30, Legislative Aide to County Council President from pay grade 24 to pay grade 25, Legislative Aide to County Council from pay grade 22 to pay grade 25, Secretary to County Council from pay grade 15 to pay grade 19. I hereby veto Ordinance 20011 in keeping with the concerns articulated in my letter dated February 24, 2020. I appreciate the important work done by County Council employees every day in service to the residents of Newcastle County. However, my primary concern with this ordinance remains pay equity across county government. In creating this ordinance, County Council did not use the process by which the county reviews positions and determines the appropriate pay grades for those positions. Nor did Council engage the services of an outside consultant to review the duties of each position in order to designate appropriate pay grades. Either of these options would have provided more confidence in the accuracy of the pay grades for these positions, and I call upon Council to work with the Human Resources Department or to work with an independent party for this position analysis. We manage a workforce of 2,095 employees. A number of our hardest working employees who provide the most critical public services have openly questioned the equity of these pay increases, skipping pay steps without any independent review or process. To support this change will cause lasting challenges across our workforce. Additionally, the fiscal note underestimates the true costs of these changes. The note inaccurately indicates that the increases would be to a savings in the current fiscal year and an increase to the salary budget in FY 2021 of $82,578.46. However, as stated in my earlier letter, those costs do not address the anticipated impacts across both branches of county government. I respectfully request that the sponsoring council members submit a proposal to amend the pay plan through the existing county process. I commit that the Chief Human Resources Officer and her team will review these reclassification requests expeditiously and fairly. Yours in service, Matthew Meyer, County Executive. Thank you. Next, our introduction of ordinances.
Madam President. Yes, I have.
Mr. Cardiang.
Yes, I want to announced that I will be tabling the tax abatement ordinance for the Claymont Community Center this evening.
Okay.
Council President?
Yes, Mr. Carter.
I just wanted to let everyone know that at the appropriate time, I will be making a motion to consider R-2056, R-2057, and R-2058 as a package, because they are interlinked and all three have to pass for us to be able to do the streaming projects.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Are there any other announcements? Mr. Bell, when you see me chiming in, tend to have a number of announcements. tabling, right?
I said I'm here.
Next are introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 20014, by zoning map, St. George's 100, east side of Summit Bridge Road, north of Points Corner Road, 4353 Summit Bridge Road, tax parcel 13007.00078, 1.64 acres from NC21 Neighborhood Conservation to NC21 and H Historic Overlay Zone. Ordinance 20015, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, Article 15, Historic Resources, to improve the protection of historic resources and properties designated for preservation as part of a record plan. Ordinance 20016, amend the FY2020 approved operating budget, transfer $10,000 in the grants and fixed charges budget line item of County Council to material and supplies budget line item of Newcastle County Department of Public Works. Ordinance 20017, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for members of certain Newcastle County boards and or commissions.
Thank you. May I please have the reports from any committees from council, beginning with the Public Works Committee?
Yes, the Public Works Committee met, March 3rd. We had an update on the projects upcoming on Public Works and the reorganization within the division. And we also talked about what's going to be on tonight. Ordinances is 20-054. It's a resolution, actually, between Newcastle County and the City of Newark. Sewer agreement.
Thank you. Next, the Land Use Committee, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Land Use Committee met last Tuesday. Items on that agenda will be discussed tonight. We heard the appeal, and that will be a process that was approved, and I'll be signing that document with the attorney soon.
Thank you. Next, the Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Today, the Finance Committee met at 4 p.m. at the Joseph Reddick conference room. After the approval of minutes, we had three resolutions dealing with live streaming of council proceedings. We had a resolution dealing with the supporting of assessing a land purchase in Port Penn Corridor. There's a tax abatement ordinance for the Claymont Community Center. We learned about on the agenda reappointment to the Board of Adjustment. We had three grant requests, all this under other, and three grant requests were approved. We had discussion on expense and revenue roundtable, heard comments by the county executive branch, and adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I want to place on the record that council voted today, and in light of the health concerns going on in our country and in our local area, effective immediately until further notice, council committee and council meetings will be conducted in this chamber, and they will be so noted on all agendas and on council's website.
Thank you. Under the consent calendar, any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and will be available at the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from the council or the public which wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Yes, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 20053, celebrating and honoring the life of Carolyn Merchant-Dante and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Durham? Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. The consent calendar has been passed.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Hollins.
I would like to make a motion to go out of order in order to consider ordinance number 20-011.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The motion to go out of order for 20-011 is passed.
I move that ordinance number 20-011 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 20-011, to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of county council, revise the class specifications for legislative aide to county council, secretary to county council, deputy clerk and clerk of council, and reclassify those individuals holding the positions of legislative aide to county council, deputy clerk, and secretary to county council. Be the override. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. As we all know, the county executive has used his power to veto ordinance number 20-011. 2 weeks ago, 10 members of council voted in support of ordinance 20-011. The circumstances that led to council's support of ordinance 20-011 have not changed. And I trust council will reaffirm their support of this ordinance, which realigns the county council staff. The only thing that has changed is the county executive's rationale for his opposition to ordinance 20-011.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? I do. I have to say that I cannot support an override for this ordinance because last week when I introduced two floor amendments, it was shown to me that the council members were not able to make a fair and impartial and take that position and treat every position equally. Therefore, there is a need for an independent expert to justify the pay rates to the taxpayers. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020-011. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham? Ms. Hartley-Needle?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiling?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Present.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 1 no, 1 absent, and 1 present. 020-011 is passed.
Motion to return to regular order of business.
Second.
We will move forward for consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wish to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation, and after the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. We'll begin with R20054 with Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that R20054 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20054, authorizing the county executive to execute the Second Amendment to Newcastle County City of Newark Agreement concerning the collection, transmission, and treatment of sewage. Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you, Madam President. We had a discussion in committee on this. This is an agreement with the City of Newark that those outside of their boundaries would be able to utilize the City of Newark sewer as a utility. So it would negate the reasoning for having to annex into the city in order to get sewer. They will remain residents of Newcastle County and will be able to have their sewer taken through the City of Newark.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Ms. Kilpatrick, I'm asking you to be a co-sponsor.
Certainly.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20054.
Mr. Baum?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham? Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R20054 is passed. Next, R20055 was there and is absent today and has asked me to take this for her. So I move that R20055 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 20055, Plan of Bilingual Plaza, Christiana 100, northeasterly corner of Lancaster Pike and Route 141, major land development plan that proposes to demolish existing buildings and construct a new mixed-use shopping center, office, and residential development, and create 11 title subdivision lots on 56 plus or minus acres. OL zoning, application number 20190266S, Council District 2.
The title, and does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20055.
Mr. Baum?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham? Ms. Hartley-Navel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R20055 is passed. Next, we begin with R20056. And Mr. Cordier, did you want to ask that, make a motion for through to be?
That's for me.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
Yes. I get confused too. Yeah. When it's good, you send it to him. I move that R20056, R20057, and R20058 be placed before council as a package and considered as a package because these resolutions are interrelated and the streaming project can only go forward if all three are approved.
Second.
And read by title on.
Resolution 20056, authorizing the contract between the City of Wilmington and Newcastle County Council regarding live streaming and broadcasting of County Council meetings and the execution thereof, and any other necessary documents by County Council, and for County Council to take any and all necessary actions related thereto, including issuance of a purchase order to the extent necessary. Resolution 20057, authorizing a contract between the Newcastle County Council and the Laro Corporation regarding live streaming and broadcasting of County Council meetings and the execution thereof and any other necessary documents by County Council for County Council to take any and all necessary actions related thereto, including issuance of a purchase order to the extent necessary. Resolution 20058, authorizing the contract between Newcastle County Council and Swigert Productions LLC regarding live streaming and broadcasting of County Council meetings and the execution thereof and any other necessary documents by County Council, and for County Council to take any and all necessary actions related thereto, including issuance of a purchase order to the extent necessary.
Mr. Carter?
Yes, these three resolutions are for the three contracts needed to achieve live streaming in accordance with Ordinance 18194 that was passed some time ago, requiring us to go to live streaming. We discussed this extensively during the committee meeting. If any other members of council have any additional questions, I can answer them. Other than that, I don't see any additional reason to go into more detail. You can always listen to the audio recording of our committee meeting where this was discussed in great detail.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cardew?
Thank you. I'd like to send my sincere thanks to Councilman Carter. I think he went forward with the previous authorizing resolution on live streaming or ordinance and produced these resolutions for us to act on this evening that will enable live streaming to happen in a high quality manner with full protections using cloud-based storage and putting all new technology for recording our proceedings through live streaming in the committee room. It's a lot of work. He did a great job, and I'm going to support this evening.
Thank you. I have a few remarks. Mr. Carter, I think you did a really good job in pulling this all together. I have grave reservations regarding the cost, and that we just received information a few hours ago that we weren't able to do some research on some alternatives and maybe do things a little bit differently. However, I very much support the openness, the transparency, and moving forward with this. And my concern is, if this doesn't pass tonight, that it wouldn't move forward at all. And I don't want to see that happen. So even though I have a lot of reservations about how it's moving forward in its present form, and that it's not, we're not doing it in-house with Newcastle County TV, I am going to ask to be a co-sponsor on all three, and that we make sure that this does move forward, and then we take a look at it later and revise and see if there's anything that we may be able to do a little bit better down the road.
I'm more than happy to have you as co-sponsor, and as we discussed in the committee meeting, we will be doing continuous evaluations of these contracts to make sure it works, and always looking for opportunities to do it better and to do it more cheaply. And as I talked about in the meeting, once we get through the first year, my hope would be that we can negotiate multi-year contracts that are considerably cheaper and other things that we can do. So I'm happy to have you as a co-sponsor, but that's perfectly fine with me.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I think I expressed upstairs that I did have a concern about the cost of this. I also have a concern that this is a partnership with the City of Wilmington, which has not always gone really well. And I guess I have to, the clerk was reading these tonight, the issuance of a purchase order to the extent necessary, I think probably because Councilman Street had brought that up, but it just sort of jumps out at you. And I understand that once you're in the process, you're going to have to pay for it, no matter what it is, but I would feel much more comfortable if there was a cap on how much, to the extent necessary, what that actually means.
Mr. Carter.
The cap is a specific number in each piece of legislation, so there is a very clear cap, that's, you can talk about the title, but that's what goes into the law, and there's specific numbers in each contract.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Mr. Street?
Although I don't like the language, we waited long enough, and the public has been denied access for too long, so I'm going to support this.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20056, R20057, and R20058. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
No, but I'm still willing to buy the command hook for behind the council president's head.
Ms. Durham, Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Yes. And Ms. Diller? I'll be glad to bring in. I have the rig and the iPhone. We can do both.
I don't need it.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 9 yes, 3 no, 1 absent. Thank you. R20056, R20057, and R20058 are passed. Next, R20060, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Resolution 20-060 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20-060, urging the Newcastle County Administration to immediately assess and consider the purchase of certain properties situated in the Port Penn Corridor and to thereby increase land preservation in Newcastle County. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. I became aware over this past weekend from two other council representatives and Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, and I was very appreciative of the information notification because what's occurring is there is a farm on Port Penn Road of some 243 acres that is, if it has not yet, very shortly will come for sale. The initiative of this particular resolution is enabling and requesting that the administration take a look at this particular property and do whatever it takes as far as negotiations and everything, but the intent is hopefully to take some of the hard work that our Open Space and Farmland Preservation Task Group is working on, and both Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Sheldon serve on that, and it's our hope that we can partner in some way with the Delaware Wildlands property that is adjacent to this 243-acre farm. It would accomplish several things that we on council have worked and been interested in for a number of years, and that is not only first and foremost protecting our environment, our rising sea levels and threat to properties in the future, but also the opportunity to share resources and eventually have a possibly a county park that will serve the Route 9 corridor all the way down through the southern part of Newcastle County. And so we're asking the administration to begin that process. And like I said, I appreciate Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Shelton's information and assistance and support in this.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20-060. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carney?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham? Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, one absent. R20-060 is passed. Moving on to ordinances, we begin with 020-013. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Like Ordinance 20-013, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20013, to authorize abatement of outstanding Newcastle County real property taxes and penalties and interest on the property of the Claremont Community Center, located at 3301 Green Street, Claremont, Delaware, tax parcel number 06071.00477. Mr. Cartier, you're asking the table?
Well, first I'd just like to make a brief comment. Because of pending state legislation that will handle these tax abatement issues that crop up with nonprofits, I'm going to motion to table this evening.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
020-013 is tabled. We next go to item J, time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, and we have R20-059, Mr. Street.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like to have resolution number 20-059 read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 20059, honoring the life and legacy of Mrs. Dorothy Georgie Burkett Talbert. Mr. Street?
By title.
Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20059. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon?
Yes.
Ms. Dillon? Ms. Hartman-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent. R20059 is passed. Next, is there anyone from the public that wishes to address council? And I think you know, sir. Please sign in.
Good evening, everyone. On February 25th, my wife attended Governor Carney's town hall in Odessa, where she spoke to him during the meeting and then after the meeting. The governor basically said this was a Newcastle County land use problem. My wife handed the governor a packet which has a synopsis of our journey. On March 3rd, we attended another town hall of Governor Carney's. Lieutenant Governor, Secretary Walker, and County Executive Meyer also were in attendance. We spoke about the disconnect between state licensing of facilities and the Newcastle County Land Use Department's permitting. This is a serious problem. We also discussed with the governor Title 16, 6001, Substance Abuse Facility Licensing. 6001, 4.3, Required Information. 6001, 4.3.1.9, a floor plan of a facility not previously permitted. The governor agreed that this is a must for the safety of all. We will continue to pursue this point. Also on March 3rd, more than a year after this facility had opened, I was told it finally submitted an application for a use permit. Did they use the cobbled together older county approved plans? Will land use be able to grant a permit, or does this need to go through a use variance process with the Board of Adjustments? I hope the latter, because this process is very critical to our community. Once an institutional residential use is allowed, it will be able to become any type of institution into eternity. Perhaps a quarantine institution. Many questions still have not been answered. Will Newcastle County Land Use look into the septic system to verify that it meets the 30-bed facility? If my memory serves me correctly, it has a 1,000-gallon grease trap, a 1,500-gallon septic tank, two 2,800-gallon dosing chambers, four 30-by-60 drain fields installed around 1990. Now, knowing the public history of the operators here, this facility has for a year operated unpermitted. Let me ask all of you, what would your end game be if this was your new neighbor?
Thank you, sir. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, Madam President.
Yes. Comments, Mr. Smiley?
Yes. I want to take a moment. This isn't for you.
Okay.
I want to take a moment to recognize the fact that many of the council staff are used to being in the public eye, and many are not. So I just want to take a moment as a member of this council to apologize to all of them for the unnecessary stress you've been put through here the last few weeks and for the unfounded misrepresentations that have been made about you and the jobs that you do, both on the radio and in the press, who can't get the damn day of the week right. I apologize. Hopefully now everyone can put this behind them and we can move forward. And thank you again for everything you do on behalf of your council members and the citizens of Newcastle County. Thank you.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I bring before council tonight, and I'll try to be brief, but try to explain as much as I can about
something that we're experiencing in the 12th District along Port Penn and the intersection of Colebridge Road. A few weeks ago, our office was contacted about a funeral that was being conducted on the property, which is a cornfield with corn stalks still coming out of the ground, on Port Penn Road and Colebridge Road. The funeral was being conducted from the roadway, with the funeral vehicles and family members aligned along both sides of Port Penn Road, which I would consider creating a not only a public safety hazard, but just not the way to do burials. We had witness of not just that burial, but others following that burial over the next few days, and I believe there's probably about three or four burials that have taken place on this property. Witnesses observed a deceased being carried across the roadway into the field, okay, in what appeared to be some sort of a body bag. Now, if you can imagine that you have families, you have folks that have children, you have neighbors, and so it comes a very, I guess, disappointing type call to me, because I knew nothing as a district council person that this was taking place, or if it had been approved, that it was approved. We immediately contacted our land use department, and land use, along with assistance from the executive office, the administration, and Kenny Dunn in particular, worked very closely over the past couple weeks with our office, with Representative Hensley's office, in trying to find out exactly what was going on. What I learned immediately was that the property owner, okay, had taken and applied for a site plan to be approved through our land use department. My first call revealed that the site plan had several questions and markings on it and had not been approved. And yet this property owner, okay, which eventually may or may not become a Muslim cemetery of Delaware, okay, began burying deceased. Outraged, disappointed, calls from constituents with their outrage and questions about the process, I'm as equally outraged. I'm outraged at the fact that with the plan, site plan, not even being approved, without state involvement, not being approved, that this property owner, who intends to operate a cemetery, was burying people on this property in the condition that it was and currently is. The site plan calls for roadways, both in and out of the cemetery. As any site plan, when you look at Port Penn Road, or when you look at Polebridge Road, when you look at site plans in general, our land use process, there's requirements for traffic. There's requirements by DelDOT to at least have turnoff lanes and being able to enter and come back out of the cemetery. There are no roadways. There are no parking lot. We're talking about a cornfield with corn stalks still growing out of it. And so, in communicating with the administration, and I thank the administration, and like I say, in particular, Jim Smith from Land Use, Kenny Dunn, and County Executive Meyer himself, after going back and forth, the county issued a cease and desist order. Even after that cease and desist order occurred, okay, next thing you know, folks that were involved with the property wanted to meet with the county executive, showed up at Reedsway and held a press conference, And if you would have read what was put in, trying to slant this thing to the point of maybe folks discriminating against someone. Look, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a land use professional. But I can profess this to you. And that is that whether it's a cemetery or any other type of property that is within our system and goes before our land use department to get a site plan approved, it doesn't matter whether it's a cemetery or whether it's any other plan, it must be approved by the land use department. And we've heard testimony about other properties, and you know, we know that this is sort of clouded somewhat by state services also. But the bottom line is that not only a cease and desist, but my insistence to the administration and to our land use department from the council representative perspective is that I don't believe that there should be any additional burials on this property, at this property, until the property is properly graded, until the roadways and parking has been put in, until access and egress roadways have been put in. No one wants to lose a loved one, but we've all been there. But it doesn't give a property owner the right to violate our land use process and basically violated the public trust. You know, we all look towards having work groups when a community is coming about, or a shopping center, mixed-use developments. We have work groups. We have folks that come together and talk. There was no work group, much like a couple other projects that have occurred here recently in my district. There was no work group. There was no public information, no public education on the process. Not questioning anyone's religion, their faith, or their faith practices. That is not the point. This is not discriminating against anyone. What I'm saying here tonight on behalf of the constituents in my district is that not only have they violated, and I don't want to be repetitious, but I will, they violated the land use process, the site has not been approved and permitted, and they violated the public trust. And there's other questions that have come up that, quite frankly, I'm still trying to field calls, and I apologize to any of my constituents that I haven't been able to get back with. I had a gentleman the other night, I had right at the top of my list a call, and I ended up on the phone for 2 hours with another resident. But there's questions about property values, adjoining properties, the manner in which the faith buries their folks, okay? That practice, is that within the law of the state of Delaware? DENREC, Health and Social Services, all sound like familiar references, but the fact is that no one has gotten any pre-information and no one has been able to give the public the answers that they've asked as far as future polluting of the property, disease, so there's runoff. So the bottom line is the site plan has not been approved to date as far as I know, and I will not only this evening, but I will be asking a formal process of the administration who manages and oversees and directs the land use department that the cease and desist should not be lifted and that the property owner should have to comply like any other property owner in this county and follow the law. They have not done that.
Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? And I feel that I'm going to respond to some of what you've just said, Mr. Bell. I know that you're a really good and fair man, and I was in that meeting this past week, and apparently some of the information you were provided is not accurate. I'm not going to speak for the group that owns the cemetery. I'm sure they can speak for themselves, but also for the press release, having been in that meeting, Mr. Meyer suggested that they do a joint press conference. and let them out. So that was, just so you know, there's a number of statements you made that are inaccurate. And so I'll let them speak to that, but I know that you are a man, a good man, and when you get more information, you may adjust some of the statements.
As of this time and date, Madam President, I totally disagree with you presenting back to a councilman on this council from the standpoint that my comments are not correct. My comments this evening on this forum for the record and on behalf of my constituents are what I know and what has been shared with me and what I have observed. And if there is information that the administration or land use has not shared with me as a district council person, then that's a whole other issue. But please, well, that's not what you just said. And please don't chair the meeting and put on the record that my comments are not true. My comments are 100% true based on the information that I've been provided, and I am outraged by the process because there's no way, shape, or form that we would allow anyone else that has a site plan in to do what they damn well please without approval.
And I respect your position. Is there anyone else that would like to comment? Mr. Carter.
I've been tracking this pretty closely, and I think Councilman Bell is presenting it accurately. I think we are changing. We have different cultures coming to the state that we need to find ways to accommodate. But our laws on this case haven't caught up. To have unloaded burials is something new. This is an area that we're worrying about pollution enough to put extend an 18-month moratorium on without the data yet to make sure that this is the best place. There may be other areas of the county, maybe some cemeteries in Wilmington area that could be used that do not depend on groundwater that we could accommodate and meet our diverse needs. But we need to go through the process. After watching this, I was surprised no one knew this was going on, and it makes me feel that cemeteries, until we get this figured out, probably should be made a special use that at least triggers a Board of Adjustment review so that somebody can learn about them. We can work it out. I think we have to work it out into our land use code. But in some of these cases, I think we can do a lot better. Start first with making sure that we follow the laws we have to the T, and then when we find gaps like we are seeing in this one, that this is something that the state code didn't expect, that our county code didn't anticipate, our job as legislators is to fix it. I commend the councilman, and if he wants to come forth with legislation on how we deal with this, I can assure him he will have my assistance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.